Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the patrons at patreon.com/SCElites. And our mates are over at Elites Break. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey, and as always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo choo! That's right, Corey, the Bombs Express is back.
Is that the first time I got through it this year?
Probably, without going.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, about them mighty, mighty Blue Boys, Corey.
Yeah, good game. First game took your kid to as well, so that's congratulations.
The three-peats on, that's all I'm saying. But, Corey, before we talk about which Carlton players to select this week, we're going to listen to finals on social media.
Find us on Twitter and Patreon at SC Elites. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, TikTok, and Instagram. We're trying to grow the Instagram. I tell you what, you know how you gave at Supercoach Elites, just so you know how you gave it a little bit of a plug, a shout out last week.
Yeah,
see the followers. Fuck.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I enjoyed. You put up a, I'm assuming it was you. Well, no, definitely was you. A screen recording of the Patreon, what it has to offer.
The sneak peek.
I actually thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times where we get people who ask us, you know, what's the in the Patreon, and there's a lot in there.
Yeah, there's a bit going on.
Something for everyone. There's a lot. Oh, no, let that one go to the keeper.
very wise decision.
Yeah. Fucking lost me trying to thought my head go. Boss, done. That's all I'm going to say. Fuck it. Fuck it off. Get fucked. Best 18. Biggest load of crap ever. So happy it's gone.
It's gone for like fucking. The boys are having a bye.
I'm happy for the proper boys to have it. One team on a bye, best 18, is the biggest joke. And anyone who tells me otherwise is a fuckhead.
Yeah, they probably play at least two teams on a bye, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, we had Melbourne and Richmond.
So that's two teams. You said one team.
Oh, sorry, one game. Yeah. Apologies, guess what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, what a fucker.
There's some really intelligent people around here, Corey.
I've just been dumbed down by some of the conversations I've been having today.
I'll tell you what, Wednesday fucking football.
Yeah, good.
What's going on there?
Not overly happy we have to be with the serial pest and not watching the footy, but...
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and you can't even leave early because it starts at the time of the footy. I'm sure we've all have a few excuses come Wednesday. 1936 was my score. Now, drop me like 100 ranks or something like that. I'm still 5,500 odd, so it was just a stagnation week. And I was a bit worried, actually. I was going to take a fair bit of a hit there because... Yeah, I didn't have a hell of a lot going for me, I felt like, this week. So, pretty happy just to maintain my posse.
I had a 19.28, so you just pipped me.
No surprise.
23,000 went up spots in that position.
It's not hard to go up spots when you're virtually on the bottom, Corey.
Yeah, I wasn't overly happy with the score. 3 out of the 11 cashies won, lost my main cashie. And if Stewart had have not got concussed, I probably would have won another 5.
Yeah, he's a flog. He's also a bit scared to play Carlton, so I don't blame him for getting concussed this week because it gives him a reasonable excuse to sit out next week.
Bit of a soft head, that cunt. That's the second one. He didn't go off the other one the other day, but...
Like, this is every year. I mean, it's every year with this fuckhead. Usually, to be honest, it's on a score like 10 or 15, though. So I reckon if we're getting the 62 out of his injured game this year, we've got to be pretty happy with that.
Fucking
won't say he's not on my list for next year though. He can royally fuck off, this cunt.
And the big Dorse back on the fucking winners list.
Yeah, well, we predicted it.
Yeah.
We predicted that one last week.
We'll talk about that a little bit later anyway.
Yeah, he's probably got one more game in him and then he's dead.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be, you know, we'll talk about it now. Just watch on topic. I really people trading it in. Probably wouldn't be trading it in until Matt Crouch was
fuck
back.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Yep. Why are people wanting to trade it in?
Because of the price, I assume.
What's the price?
$533.
Yeah, so don't go pay an extra $40,000 for Sam Walsh, yeah. Why would you pay an extra $40,000 for Sam Walsh?
I think there are a lot of people who went early on Sam Walsh last week.
Well, go find someone else. Don't go trade in that cunt.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be doing it. Not without watching Crouch back there, too.
Yeah,
average
well, he was missing.
Crouch, 168, average with Crouch, like 80. You do the maths. Bubble Boys, Bombsy Boy. There's a bloke down at North Melbourne who I'm a little bit concerned about. Big Andy Nguyen. We went early on him last week. Nguyen. Both of us, because of Bevo. I mean, I can't be overly angry. Got me flared. Bevo. But, yeah. Are you worried about the way he played on the weekend? Because it was, there was a lot of p-heartedness. A lot of, salty related kind of incidents on the weekend. It was,
not. Did his missus tell him not to go for a hard ball?
That's the rumours. That's what I'm hearing out of North Melbourne. Yeah. That he was told that by his missus that he didn't want to hurt him to get hurt. So just stand back. And there was a couple of visions on, you know, the first bounce and things like that, or whatever it's called. First crack, I think it's called.
What's just the first crack?
The one that's straight after the footy on a Sunday night. Or after.
The comedians do that or something.
Yeah. That's a Shacky Boy's boy.
Oh, Kingy.
Kingy.
I didn't even know Kingy he has his own program.
Montagna. Lee Montagna.
That's a good Italian.
Yeah, fucking funny. Actually,
I fucking hate Lee Montagna. I couldn't watch that show.
He throws a lot of, like, he said that both Green and Hogan should have got off with just fines this week. And you know, Kingy stance on it all, so it was a good little grenade, I reckon. But yeah, I'm a little bit worried in the next coming weeks about his job security.
I'm not worried if he gets selected this week.
Yeah, because we've got Dawson coming back in too.
No, Dawson, no. He was 2 to 3 weeks last week.
Yeah, so 2, I'm pretty sure he is now.
Yeah, so, I mean, who are they going to drop him for? Well, they're going to play one short.
Oh, they might put Comben back in the defence and go that combination that I had.
Right, they play Adelaide, who've got a relatively sizable forward.
It's not this week I'm worried about. It's the coming weeks. For those who don't have him.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are trading him in.
That's fine, but who else are you going to trade? The reality here is,
yeah.
I don't know if you've looked at a lot of people, but there's probably about 6 to 8 commonly owned people that are just going to be maxed out in the next fortnight or so. So if you're not trading to people like Nguyen, you're going to be in a world of trouble.
Well, you've also got Hugo Garcia and then you've got the other Garcia. You've got Kane McAuliffe.
The other Garcia's only played one and plays for fucking Luke Beveridge. You're not trading him in early.
But that's what I mean. You get it next week. On the bubble this week, you're not going to trade in Drury. You got Hugo. James Tunstall's there. He had a 58 on the weekend.
Yeah, McAuliffe from Richmond.
Wasn't sub. McAuliffe, who had another 58 the week before with a -7 break even. Like, there's probably other...
You got some options.
It's probably, and they're probably safer.
I don't know if I'd call McAuliffe safe.
Well, who's he coming out of the team for?
Well, probably just the one of the 74 injuries they are likely to have back over the next month.
All season ending. Fucking puffs.
No, they're not.
Oh, it's a joke, Burgo.
Get yourself out of it with that, mate. Yeah, let on.
Isn't that the way it's meant to be used?
Nah, that's like Turgo thinks it's used.
Tunstall from Brisbane?
Fucking Tunstall. Corey. We're not fucking picking a guy whose name reminds me of tonsils. I mean, that's ludicrous.
What about Tohill?
Nah, Corey, honestly, there's something about, like, you can't... Honestly, sometimes when you've just got a shit name, you're just destined to be no good at this thing. We're not picking a cunt called Tunstall. What's his scores? There's no one I've ever noticed. I'll tell you now.
It was 12 first week because he was sub. Yeah. And then I think 58. Hang on, I will confirm this. Yeah, 58. Oh, no. It might have been higher. 61.
Yeah, legendary.
And 21.
What are you doing on the weekend? 61. Why didn't he play the game in between?
So you
went sub, dropped into the team.
Yeah, no, no, actually.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So you're getting big in your one if you didn't have him?
Oh, barring team selections, yeah. I mean, it'd be his name for sure. Yeah. He is the second one picked over...
Hugo Garcia!
Yeah, correct, yeah. I'm not sure why we're speaking about him like that, but... Garcia will be number one in the target.
He's got a good fighting name, this bloke.
Big Inuan will be number two. And if you want to get real dicey, you get McAuliffe for 3. That's 1, 2, 3. That's the order.
Garcia going nowhere.
It's not that I don't think he's going to go nowhere, but, I mean, he's averaged 56, 43 in one quarter, and then 69 from a full game. So I'm going to take that, yeah, for sure.
I meant by going nowhere out of the side.
I couldn't tell you. They lost by 10 goals to the fucking Bulldogs. Like, I honestly couldn't tell you.
It's pretty fucking bad.
People are going to get dropped from that team.
Yeah, that's... What did Shaggy Boy say? That Thingo will never play another game of AFL again?
Who's that one?
Gothfield. That's the bald bloke's name.
Oh, Zach Jones. He played on the weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what he said, that after the weekend. He will never be picked again.
I'll be surprised if Cameron Eady gets another game.
Played his last game. Oh, you mean Cameron's Hammers?
Yeah, Cameron's Hammers is absolutely flying.
Up there, Cameron's Hammers. Yeah, but I agree. You go get CR. Probably a big new one. How good was Jury? Just shit in the bed. Real weird role. Hey, what about the one gamers, mate, for next week? We're not going early. Yeah, and we'll talk about it next week. But Riley Garcia, Jordan Sweet, and Leek Alier, but he was obviously only in for the injury.
No, Leek Alier is going to stay in that team.
You reckon he will? With Buckley?
But didn't he have, like, 13 spools or some shit on the weekend?
Yeah, but the man he was in for is their best player.
No, he was bonkers. He's going around again. No, he's going around again. Don't you remember that? Now, I was very, very impressed with the Dogs, Garcia.
Yeah, very good. Riley?
No, that one there was a super game from him.
Riley Garcia.
He had good touch. Just a good... I don't know why, honestly. I'm not sure.
Garcia, good as last name.
We're probably just going to can this pod and restart because this has been woeful.
You're not bringing your own game. I'm just going to put it out there.
I'm getting Garcia.
Now?
No, next week.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, guaranteed.
Who comes out of the team for Libba?
I don't know, throw a blanket over fucking 47 of them. But I'll tell you now, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I'm going to give a tick to Jackson McRae this week. Like, if people want to do it, I'm saying do it.
Have you seen him do it?
I actually talked to one of the boys on the Patreon into doing it. Last night.
It's just on the topic spreadsheet, mate. If we could just stay on the track of rookies at the moment, that'd be not really.
Sorry. That's well, then. Yeah. But that Garcia, he was good.
Very good.
He was good. He put on pressure. He was, when he found the ball, he used it well. He tackled. I was very impressed with him.
Garcia, pencil it in.
He'd be in my team, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about McRae because it was fucking topic, you're on it, and we might as well talk about Bailey Dale on that one as well, because they're...
Scratch Bailey Dale. I'm not talking about Bailey Dale.
There's people bringing it in.
Why?
Well, you don't have to agree with it. You can actually... The point of this potty sometimes is to stop people from doing those kind of things, so that's why. But Jackson, 38% CBAs, doesn't worry you at all?
38? You told me today 30.
30, whatever.
Yeah. Look, 480,000 for a guy that's just gone, what was it, 86, something like that, 87? And then 123. So he's gone two games not selected, two games sub, two games full dress rehearsal. He's sitting there with an average of 76, but in full dress rehearsals, he's averaging 105. Now, I know Bevo might be a little bit unpredictable, but they did win by 10 goals, and I'm saying I'm not convinced that he's going to be dropped again this season.
But what about with Libba coming back?
Well, what do I care? He scored 87 the week before with Libba in the team.
But that's not great.
I'll tell you now, Corey, this cunt here, if he's not sub-affected, he's a top six forward, guaranteed.
You just...
Sure. Who are you selecting after Isaac Heaney?
I got a question, right? You hold it. Like, you don't do the trade this week, and you're talking about bringing him next week, yeah? If he comes out and scores 85, are you trading him in?
For sure. Did he get a full game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no dramas.
So his average with Libra in the team would be 85.
That's fine. It'd be 86, but...
Yeah. No, I reckon you would, but yeah.
I would be, for sure.
I don't think you would.
Corey, you didn't think I'd trade fucking Jordan Dawson. You didn't think I'd do this. If I'm saying I'm doing it, I'm doing it.
Mate, there's been 5,000 times you said you're going to do something, you haven't done it.
Well, you can't do all 5,000 moves.
And this is one I don't think you're going to do.
You can only do the best move of the week.
And you think that next week is Jack McRae?
Well, it could be Tim English I get next week, but Jackson McRae. There's nothing wrong with Jackson McRae.
Yeah, and in 5 weeks' time, like, yeah, don't pick Jackson McRae. Shit. We went through our top six forwards a couple of weeks ago. You didn't even have him remotely on the radar.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, he didn't play a full game, did he, Corey?
Do you think he was going to have an all year that he wasn't going to play full games?
Well, I thought Bevan still might have treated him a bit harshly, but Sanders seems to be the whipping boy at the moment.
Flavour of the month.
McRae will be fine.
Bailey Dahl, 175 on the weekend.
No.
Plenty of ball.
No.
Why?
This one is worse.
420.
Than
420.
No, nah, this one's worse than Jordan Dawson.
420.
Zero chance.
Why not?
Well, because his name's Bailey Dahl.
He could have a... Have you seen his scores? Just quick one. Without the sub.
What are they?
Let me read them out for you.
Give me an average.
Hang on, read them out. So he had 87, which you seem to think is a fantastic score.
Not in the back line.
103, 93. There was the bad 47.
Are you adding these up, Corey?
Nah, don't do that, mate. And then 175.
Because, you know why? Because you're not going to give me an average, because you just realise how foolish you sound right now.
Here we go. Fuck it. I'll get the calculator as I'm reading to you talk.
Thank you.
Keep going.
I don't need to talk.
We'll just sit in silence, because that's fucking great for the potty.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, Corey. You want to bring up bullshit, then the people can listen to bullshit.
101.
101. Okay. So that would
run him. That's 101. So that's not bad. 420, is it?
That would put him as the 13th best ranked defender.
You didn't think it was going to be over 100, did you?
No, it's got 175. Of course it's going to be over 100. 101, right? And that puts him at 13th.
And what's he priced at? Probably the 84th guy.
But you're not picking guys. So the time for picking guys that are fucking budget options and they're going to make a bit of money, that's gone.
But with 29 trades, this guy could every chance be your D's. He could be your D7 coming into the year. Why not?
Zero chance. It is. He could do you enough. For pre-season.
He could do you enough to get wins.
For rounds one, rounds two, rounds three. What round are we at now? Six, seven?
Seven.
It's over.
What round did you trade Powell in for?
Three. You notice how I say 1, 2, 3, Corey?
Yeah, it's done there.
Thank you.
What works best for you.
We have strategy.
Look, I think there's more vital moves that need to be done this week, and I think that's where I'll sit on that.
You're going to go trading fucking Bailey Dahl at 400 grand. Oh, my God. He's a fucking Muppet, bro.
He gets a lot of the pill off that back line.
Can you take out 175 from that fucking little five-game average spread and tell me what it was before that?
Oh, can you take out fucking McRae's 123 and then tell me what it was?
Yeah, well, it's an 87 average than before that.
No, it's not, because he was sub.
Oh, it's an 87 as full games.
So, we're what, 87? That would be, it'd be fairly low. Hang on. I'll say 5-5, negative 175, it's times. Divided by 4. No, that didn't work. Plus 103 plus 87 plus 47 equals divided by 82.5.
Fucking hell, Corey.
So, more than McRae.
Well, no, McRae's 87 in full games, bro.
Yeah, but there was a sub.
If you're going to count, McRae's sub, then you better... You better put in Bailey Dale's sub game of 12 then, Corey. Yeah. You can't pick and choose. Come on, don't be a dickhead. Oh,
you're the fucking king of that. Don't you give me that shit.
I strongly disagree. I'm talking about a 40 here where there's probably about four forwards averaging over 95, if that. And you're trying to tell me there's a fucking defender averaging 101 where there's fucking 12 better averaging defenders at the moment. Yeah. You kidding me?
How many forwards do you reckon are averaging over 95?
Get the fuck out. Probably four. Harry McKay, Flanders, Heaney, and you probably want to count Luke Jackson in there.
There's eight.
Okay, well, there you go.
And the ninth is Waterman at 93.8.
Oh, that's embarrassing, Corey. There's a cunt called Waterman that's probably averaging more than Bailey Dahl at the moment.
Combin owners, should they be very, very worried?
Oh, fuck, that makes me so happy, honestly. Shout out to JJ Schmitty8 on Twitter. I don't know if you've seen him on there, but he's very, very good on Twitter. And he reckons I only pipe up every now and then and again, Corey, because I tried to give him some sound advice. And have you seen all the little combin remarks I made today in the chat?
Nah. I was having a very busy day.
Having it boo. from JJ Schmitty 8, Corey, yeah. Because he's I reckon he's off there in fucking Twitter land, probably counting Scott Pendlebury's fucking touches for Anzac Day this week, mate.
It's definitely something to worry about.
Well, it's just dawned on him today, Corey, that he's going to get 10,000 this week. Congrats, Pendles.
We did say last week, do not pick him, and there was a lot of people who picked him.
And Schmitty, I mean, I do love you, mate, so don't crack the la-las and leave the whole group again, mate. But fucking sometime. I mean, if you can ask the question, at least listen to the advice.
The cash gen is going to fucking dry up massively.
Like, and he's fucked. He's 30-something, isn't it?
Yeah, break-even's 33. So he went up 60k, and now you've got to deal with a 33 break-even.
Oh my God, Corey, he's probably going to average 30 from here.
Like, legitimately, what did he score on the weekend?
He's a fucking donkey.
75.
55 after 30 in the first quarter, Corey.
Yeah, that's fucked. So 25 in three quarters of footy.
He got swung to the forward line in the fucking... in the second half, and I think he had two touches and somehow recorded... Honestly, he had two touches in the forward line, didn't kick a snag, and somehow recorded, like, fucking 17 points or some shit in the second half. It was a fucking joke.
Any way you could condone trading Tom Stewart?
I went and had a look at this one today, Corey. Because I thought, gee, big enough break-even. We might be on here. But break-even 137. Mm-hmm. Tom Stewart's history, if you played the game for more than 3 minutes, like we have, every time he comes out, he gets injured, spends a week or two on the sidelines, he comes out with like a 160 on return, like without failure.
We should have gone and actually got that stat, because it's very, very true.
Yeah, I mean, I can whip it up for you if you want.
Yeah, but you got to go back through season by season, so it's just
it's going to take too long. No, it won't take too long at all, really. Here we go. Round 1, 2023, he scored 18, then he had the week off, return game, 167. we're going to go back to 2022 now. Where's his injury game? Let's have a look. He would have had a really low one somewhere. Oh, 39. Okay. Point not proven. Oh, no. Yeah, 39. He had the bye, so that was his week off, essentially. Then he came back with a 95 and 161.
Yep.
A 95's not doing me justice here, I think, Corey. The 58 the year before, he came back with a 107. Yeah, no, this isn't as fucking good. Actually, you know what, Corey? We're going to have to edit all this out now, I reckon.
You know what you could have done? You could have just done a Mitch and just stretched the truth.
Just lied.
Yeah.
Here we go. The year before, he had an 18, came back with a 89. There we go, Corey. Really good, Corey.
So it's happened once.
It was 89, then 145. That was the week after. So it's 2 weeks
two
after
weeks. He'd scored. So round 9, they come up against Port Adelaide at GMHBA. That's a VC game, if I've heard of one.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll oath that because I said it. It's funny how the world works sometimes, Corey. Sometimes you got to put something out there for it to happen. It'll come back with a 140 plus.
Yeah, fucking Dacos has.
West I mean, he might have been on track for a 140, 150 that game as well, which is disappointing.
So many cash leagues.
Would have helped me overall. Just would have been great. But yeah, look, 137. No, I mean, if you got him, I know, man, you had a bit of argument, a little bit. I don't know if argument's the right word, but. I don't think he's top six averaging defender, but he's not outside the top eight, which means you don't trade him.
Yeah, we did. I wouldn't call it an argument either. It was a discussion.
So I put Sheezel, Dacos, Nick Martin, Yo, Luke Ryan, and Houston as my six. If I could pick my ideal six from now to the end of the season, that'd be my six, and Stewart would kind of rank number seven.
Yeah, and I think between here and the back end of the year, I think Yo might pip Nick Martin, because I think Nick Martin will have one of those games. But look, we're kind of pulling at hairs here too. We're going to have Sicily at a fucking really nice price.
Yeah, but did you see, because I told you on the weekend, CJ came back. He came back through the twos and redid his hamstring in the twos on the weekend. So CJ's out now for another 3-4 weeks. Yeah, Sicily's, I mean, and that was his, second ton for the year, and he only scored just on 100. So, you're not considering someone like Sick Dog this year, I think. But, you know, this is the thing. He's the exact same price as Tom Stewart at the moment. So you're not going to sideways Tom Stewart to James Sicily. You know, you're going to pay 60, 70 grand to get him to Houston. You're going to pay 100 grand to get him to fucking Sheezel. You know, you got to pay like 50 grand now to get into Yo or Nick Martin. It's not like those guys are budget options anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's a 1 week. I mean, it's not a soft tissue injury. It's a concussion. It's just straight up 1 week. Just deal with it.
Hold it. Even though it's playing for overall two, hold it. Yeah, fuck. I fucking just lost my train of thought. Ready? Oh, who am I? Fuck, forgot about this.
Oh, here we go. Oregon Froffy's put in a little bit of it. Oh, wait, I need the ladder. Hold on.
Oh, that's perfect, because I like to get the...
AFL.com.au.
Used, used to be in disc, but now it's all Facebook. He thinks we're Facebook official now.
Who's Facebook official?
Me and Froffy.
What do you mean?
Oh, that's where he sends all my now.
I don't get it.
Oh, that's where he just messages me for who am I?
Not on... Yeah, okay, yeah. Sorry.
Not on Discord, like Salty and everyone else.
Wait 1 second. Just trying to get the AFL out of here, mate.
Right, mate. We should be good. It's not that hard to get.
Nah, all right, mate. Fuck, I tell you what, the Blue Boys in the top of the table. We'll be on top of the ladder this week. We'll catch up 24% on Geelong. We'll beat them by at least 8 goals.
Bad for you.
Oh, Geelong, Sydney, Giants, Carlton, Port, Melbourne, Essendon, Bulldogs. Okay, you're played for a top 8 team. Dan Houston.
I actually don't even know who it is. No.
I'm sick of it. I'm actually sick of it not being Dan Houston. Can I fucking put that out there?
I was very popular pre-season selection when Supercoach opened.
Top 8 team, pre-season, very popular. Tom Green?
No, oh, average. That's the opposite of Tom 61 Green. Over my first three games.
No, he's not top 8, as in team. Petrarca. No, it can't be Petrarca. Oliver.
No. I was not selected in the first two rounds of the year.
Jack McRae.
It is Jack McRae. Hence why we probably should have fucking not done topics before, but at least you got it. All right, ready?
Well, I knew you didn't play the first.
That was his easy one. Ready for the harder one?
Whoa, there's a hard... All right, you play for a top 8 team.
Play for a bottom 10 team.
Ah, for fuck's sake. Hayden Young.
Oh, fuck, this is so easy, this one. When I was drafted, I was one of the best guns going around before injury stunned my early couple of seasons.
My early couple of seasons. Cam Rayner.
I'm looking very likely to finish in the top 10 of my line.
Who was injured? First couple of seasons. Matt Rowe.
It is Matt Rowe. On top of my line for season on points. With a low score of 99 and an average of 130. I love eating grass. I am Matt Rowe.
Bro, this cunt's insane, Matt Rowe.
Legitimately, I'm so angry at myself for not starting.
He's, like, how many times have I said this on Discord? He scored his second lowest score of his year this week, and it was 126.
He had 5 handballs for 30 points in the first quarter.
This cunt's fucked.
Contested.
This is out of control.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I've got him in draft league. Mitch keeps trying to trade me Bontempelli for him.
His lowest score this year is 99.
Yeah.
137, 155, 99, 129, 135, 126 with a game against West Coast, Brisbane, North in the next three. Like, that could be huge.
It's almost pickable over Walsh. Because this is... You're not going to have it for a long time.
Can I say, like... Let me do some maths here, Corey. You're going to freak out of this. 120. Sorry. Oh, fuck. I think I might have just given it away, Corey. Hold on. Yeah.
That's real good looking for the paper.
Matt Rowe's had one injury-affected game against West Coast in his career. What has he averaged against West Coast in his other four games?
I know he had a... Was it last year that he went absolutely bonkers on him? Was it like... Was there like a 170-something against him?
Yeah,
I'm going to go... I reckon he played him early in his couple of... I'm going to go 130.
148 and a half.
Whoa!
So his low score against West Coast is 6, right? And, you know, injury affected, clearly, because he didn't play a full game for 6. We're just assuming that, but we know we're right. But over 5 games in his career, including that score of 6, he averages 120 against them.
That's insane.
So without that 6 score, he averages 148 and a half.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be fucked this week.
Could you pick him over Walsh?
No.
Why?
His break even is 105. Walsh's is 30. You got a 640k guy versus a 575k guy, like 70k difference.
Are you that confident Walsh is top eight?
Yeah.
Even with Chera back?
Fuck off. Okay. Not worried about him one bit. Right. Unpopular opinion. Walsh is, like, top three midfielder in the game.
Mm.
I mean, do you just forget that this guy...
Ah, I know how good he is.
After, like, returning from injury in the back end of last year, not having a preseason, won the finals MVP in three games.
Yeah, it's that, he's like, returned it's from injury crazy at the moment. Stat of his, like, finals. His finals end, like, into this season. The average is through the roof. It's like 140
this, he's, or something. He's out of control ridiculous, this gun Walsh.
Yeah. Fuck, I wish I started Rao. Oh, it's the one that I'm like, I started young, I'm so happy, but like the Matt Rao, it was Rao or Rosie. And you know what got me? I reckon the fixture.
Yeah, the 4 out of 5 at the start and the fucking 6 out of 8 games at Adelaide Oval. Yeah, I mean, that'll get you. That's fine.
Yeah. Fuck.
But yeah, that's sort of, those kind of picks define seasons, don't they? But yeah, no, Rao's an animal.
He's good.
There's no doubt he's going to do it the whole year. And
you reckon
yeah,
locked to like finish top 8?
Who?
He's a lock to finish top 8?
Oh, no. Zero down. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here, my midfield reads like Butters, Steele, Bont, Green and Walsh after this week. And like, I need 3 midfielders to finish off. And he's unequivocally the first one I want to get.
Yeah, but can you ignore like Petrarca sub 600 and Merritt low 600s?
The order for me would be... Well, you know, it depends. If I put them in my top 8, then I get them when they're bottomed out. But the 3 people I want are literally those 3.
Yeah.
Rao, Merritt, Petrarca.
Yeah. And,
and I'm going to have a double in Oliver in 2 weeks, but that's just because I want to do it.
Yeah, okay. But that's for M.
Yeah, that could potentially be M9, yeah. But, I mean, I'll carry him for a portion of the season and then dump him at M9, but... and that's kind of why I want Petrarca to be my last upgrade, because I think Merritt and fucking Rao are must-haves. But if Oliver starts popping, then I'll just miss Petrarca altogether.
Well, right? It's realistically, we need the hand, it's hand and match fitness. That's it. And he's played through the broken hand before.
Yeah, and look, he's just had the week off. Well, I reckon he's about a month off.
Yeah.
Like I reckon when he returns from the bye second half of the year, it's just going to be like 110+.
That's fair. Reshcat, is Sam Walsh a must-have at his price? Does Chera coming back do anything to his role?
Are we going on questions?
Yeah, sorry.
No,
I didn't know
zero.
Did I? Zero.
I mean, what did Walsh do in the final series last year? I mean, don't get sucked in, bro.
Hang on.
How many... Since we've recruited him, I've always called him Batman. And Freddy Cripps has always been Robin.
Wow.
Batman's back, Corey.
Chera might be Robin. Alfred might be Cripper now with his age getting on.
Yeah, that's it. Just pulling the strings behind the scenes.
This is his final series last year, 111, 134, 121.
But it doesn't do justice to fucking the sort of the football he played.
29, 6 tackles, 9 inside 50s was the 111. 34 disposals, 6 marks, 8 tackles, 6 inside 50s. The clearance numbers were kind of the low ones, but that was for the 134. And 33 disposals, 3 marks, 6 tackles, 8 inside 50s for the 121. That there was the free kicks for against were the killers in the last 2 games as well. Like it was 3-3.
He set a Carlton record on the weekend of most score involvements in a game.
Yeah,
with like 17 or 18 or something like that.
Instrumental in the comeback.
He's phenomenal. Like, you know what he hasn't done in previous seasons? He might have every now and then gone like a 140 plus. But he's always been, I feel like, a 100 to 120 guy.
Yeah.
And to start the year, he's gone 160, 130. Like, this is it.
I think the worry is injury. That's your only worry. But we got plenty of trades to deal with that still.
You don't not pick Sam Walsh out of the fear of that. I'll tell you that much.
Giraffe, lads, what a fucked week. If McRae goes big again this week, is he a must-have? I think if he goes 3 figures, he'll probably be the most bought-in player next week.
Yeah. And, like, if you've got nothing else to do, or you can't exactly get, you know, a Walsh, you can't afford that much, but you can afford a McRae, I'm happy to go a week early, like I said earlier.
Yeah, I'd still like to wait, but that's fair. The prick is big. Lots of rookies with high break evens. Which ones would you ship off and which to keep? And hopefully cash generation can resume.
Sharp's gone for me this week. I don't know what you're doing, Jeremy Sharp. But 72 is just too high.
Yep.
Cadman, 36, like, he can fuck off.
I'm going to hold him for 1 week, Cadman.
Yeah, okay. So who else are you downgrading
Sharp and
then?
Williams.
Yeah.
Because realistically, like, Williams got the 90. I don't think there's going to be much to go from there. An Achilles injury, like, even if he plays, he was rumoured to be injured coming into the week. I'm not feeling overly confident on the body so far early in this season.
No, he's good to go.
I got Roberts back into the back line, like, and brought in Garcia and Walsh.
Yep, that sounds good. Yeah.
And he said spag bowl or bolognese? I'm assuming maybe he means, what do we call it?
Oh, it's bolognese.
For you, yeah. Spag bowl here for me. Real Aussie.
Fucking, what's this fucking Aussie cunt? What do you mean? I mean, if this cunt went to Italy and goes, can I get some spag bowl? The fucking spit in your face. Is he all there?
How good's that fucking bloke on TikTok and shit that does all the, like, the things to not do in Italy? He, like, eats pizza.
Oh, the boyfriend?
Him. Yeah, he puts fucking...
The girl,
it's a girlfriend. No, but there's another guy who does it, like, and he'll go into, like, a restaurant and put, like, tomato sauce on like, the That's pizza and shit, and, like, the waiters just lose it.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. So, it's disrespectful to my culture. If I've seen him, I'm fucking belting for it.
Only if he was over 80.
Well, yeah, or under 10, yeah.
Haggis Muncher. Do either of Garcias have any job security?
Haggis, Corey. I mean, get some culture about you. This cunt's clearly Irish.
That's why I said it like
no. Irish, is it Irish or is it Scottish? Yeah, what's haggis?
It's Scottish. It's Scottish, isn't it? And it's haggis.
It's haggis.
Well, that's the English version of it. You need the accent, mate. Do either of the Garcias have any job security at all? Or what other trades would you like to make playing on Ronnie Sanders as you start his cash gen again soon if he isn't named sub again soon? Was hoping Bevo would get sucked.
This motherfucker wants to ride Sanders.
Yeah, you don't ride Sanders, mate. That's a dead rookie.
This cunt's got Lazaro too. What's he doing, Lazaro? Fuck Lazaro off.
He's only 240. The break ain't gonna be that high, I don't reckon. He's got Lions, nah, bro. Lions is like sub bro. There's a lot of problems in this team.
This is a screenshot from the week before, bro. Lions played on the weekend, wasn't he sub?
Yeah, he did. What the? Yeah, he sent us his wrong team. Bontempelli 73, Matt Rao 135. What did he do? Yeah. Copy and paste the question?
But his trades, I think he sent the wrong team through, but his trades look correct. Lazaro, Williams and Lyons out for Garcia, Walsh. I just wouldn't get the Dogs Garcia. I'd get Biggie Newen if named, or I'd get the Richmond cunt, what's it, McAuliffe. And then I'd get Garcia next week when you need another downgrade option. But otherwise, yeah, three good trades.
Yeah. Hey Arnold, favourite three potato chips / corn chips?
Corn chips, my go-to would be the yellow packet of Doritos. Is that the nacho cheese?
Yeah, I think so.
I like the yellow packet.
Yeah.
First of all, the question, I mean, yeah, I don't like super crunchy chips. I don't even fucking come here and say fucking, Red Rock Deli and those. They can all fuck
Red Rock Deli sweet chili is number
disgusting.
One. It's number one.
No,
it's too crunchy. It is the best chip in... actually, the Aldi version of that is actually even better.
I won't eat those kind of potato chips.
Yeah, but you've got no, like, class about you. You just love being a tight ass, and they're too expensive. Not class. You got no... You don't spend money. Sorry, you don't spend money. So they're way too expensive. If you could buy a cheaper chip when you're standing in front of the shelf, you've got a fucking $8 packet of Red Rock Deli, and you've got a $3 packet of something else. You are grabbing the $3 packet of something else every day of the week.
There's a reason why I own my own house, Corey. And that might be it. You're not paying $9 for a bag of cheese. Fuck me, Dad. I'll buy a couple of potatoes and fucking make it myself. Now, fuck, this is hard. The Thins sour cream and onion. Fuck, I love those guys.
Thin salt and vinegar.
Yeah. No, well, see, salt vinegar I prefer in the crinkle cut. But salt vinegar would be my other flavour. Yeah, I love salt vinegar.
Salt vinegar, very underrated.
Actually, no, I'm going to take salt vinegar out. Am I kidding? Cheetos cheese puffs.
Are they the ones that I like but always make you buy the other ones?
You want cheesels and I want the other ones.
Yeah, but remember
you
last...
You know, the fucking the cock-looking ones.
Remember last time when I was like, yeah, nah, these cheesels are shit. Bring back the other
ones. Yeah, fucking wanker you are. Yeah. The Cheetos cheese puffs, bro. I fucking love Cheetos cheese puffs.
I got cheesels ready for Wednesday as well.
Can I tell you, when you get Cheetos fucking cheese puffs, well, honestly, the best thing... See, you know why Cheetos are no good? Too much crunch. They're like the fucking Red Rock shit.
Red Rock's
when you when you get the Cheetos cheese puffs, you want to fucking get a full handful, Corey. Put the entire thing in your mouth to the point where the chips just fucking crumble and they create this, like, thick paste that you can't even, like, reopen your mouth.
That's disgusting.
The cheesy goodness inside there, Corey, is phenomenal.
I'm just going to buy every chip you hate for Wednesday.
I'll just... I might have to pull in sick.
Up the Clippers.
Move it on.
Game one this morning. You didn't really talk about
it. Good day, boys. Ranked 7th overall now. So thank you again. What did we do with him last week? Can't remember. I think we told him to fix his...
Actually, he didn't.
I think we told him to go fix his rookies. And then I remember seeing he went up to 7th overall. And he didn't fucking do it. So what do you mean, thank you again? Like, what are you putting... He puts questions in here so he can ignore us.
Oh, we sold on Garcia from the Saints and Nguyen as rookies this week. Yes. Is Walsh a bigger must-have than McRae? Yes. Yes. Surely we don't trade Stewart just for concussion. No.
Yes.
No, the answer.
Which means he's probably going to hear no, no, no.
We don't.
Are we getting just,
we don't are we trade. Just we don't do trade. Stewart.
Well, you see this guy's problem?
Well, he doesn't listen.
No, he doesn't have his team here.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, now correct me if I'm wrong, but his bench probably reads Toby, Pink, and Zach Reed.
Do we have a look, actually?
I'm pretty sure that's his bench when I looked it up.
I think for someone who's sitting 7th, that we could definitely go for it.
Justifies it. Because the problem is with Tom Stewart out and Tom Stewart no midfield status, you can't get him and then swing Roberts to your back line.
What the fuck?
This guy, all I'm saying is, make sure you sort out your Stewart replacement here. Like, you know, if you need to trade one of these actual duds you got sitting in your back line at the moment to get Roberts to your back line, so Roberts can cover Stewart on field and then do something in your midfield, that's probably how you want to sort out the whole situation.
He has to do that because otherwise he's running a donut. Sheasel, yeah. Houston, Young, Stewart, Brown, Clousey, Pink, Reed.
And this is the reason why we said last week you need to fix up that bench.
And it would have been so good doing it last week because you didn't have to fucking... It was best 18.
But wouldn't necessarily make a difference.
I think it would have for this week, for moving forward.
Well, it just forces his hand this week. I don't think it hasn't bit him in the ass, but it means that this week he's got, like, he might have wanted to do potentially on any other week. You know, it could have been the week to get Tim English or the week to get Petrarca or something like that. But because of this Thomas Stewart thing, see how it sort of forced his hand to have to do something like this. Yeah. So that's why you want to have the ability on any given week if things change. You know, you can always have this plan. This is what I want to do next week and the week after, whatever. But things are going to change. So you've got to have the ability to have some sort of cover and flexibility within your team. So that way you're ready to rock with whatever the week presents you.
It's he doesn't really have a second piece to trade to upgrade. Like he's talking about Garcia and Nguyen, but the really only... Oh, he's got Tom Power. He could move. Would you move Tom Power? Oh, Dempsey. He's got Dempsey. No, there you go.
Dempsey's done, bro.
Yeah, he can go Dempsey down to Garcia, Sharp up to Walsh, and if he's got a boost, I'd use a boost to fix one of those backline. Trade. Garcia.
No, but you're trading one of those backline guys, for instance, Toby Pink to Nguyen, by swinging Roberts to the backline and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to work it out. I mean, if you're ranked 7 overall, you've probably got half a brain, so...
But they're the moves. Like you got to go Pink now. There's no point.
You got to get Stewart cover.
The best thing that could happen for this cunt would be Pink back in and Nguyen drop, but Pink was shit again in the twos.
Can I just add one more thing?
Yeah.
If you're going to swing Roberts to the back line to cover Stewart, can you check? Does he have Will Graham in his midfield at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Which means next week, when Stewart comes back on field, you can get Roberts back to your midfield without having to trade and get him back on field. All right, so that's fine.
Nah, because his backline reads Sheasel, Houston, Young, Stewart, Brown, Closey. So he probably would want Robert sitting in the back, even with Stewart.
Hold on, that means he's got to field Tom Brown this week?
Yeah.
Nah. you'd want to have the E on that cunt.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night. Because if he drops like 30, you've got to then... Fuck, you've almost got to bring in a defender over Walsh.
He's got Yo and Dacos in his midfield.
Yeah, so then in this situation, can you give me Brown's break in?
I think, it's low.
Because in this situation, I reckon you've got to go out Brown and Pink, get those cunts to your back line to get them on. You don't want Brown. You don't want Brown to score.
I would just E Brown, to be honest, because it's been 60, 63, 95, 29. So put the E on him. It's a Friday night, Saturday night. His break even.
Tom Stewart.
His break even's 14. I wouldn't move it.
So you E Brown and get. But so the only way you can get two guys into your back line, because you don't want.
He's trading Zach Reed and Pink.
He has to trade, but he doesn't make any money doing that, which means then he probably can't get Walsh. You see the issue now?
Yeah, but like. Tom Brown's not going to give him enough to get Walsh.
We don't know what he's got in the bank.
I'd assume it's probably low.
Happy to cop an inbox from you, Whitwasher.
I reckon he needs to get on chat.
Yeah, get on chat. Happy to cop an inbox from you.
Sorry, I'm trying to workshop this a bit. That's doing that, but it's pretty vital.
No, but other people want to have similar structures and stuff. That's fine.
Bet optometrist. Heard not a very funny guy, this bloke.
Fuck this cunt. Honestly, they told me he's an optometrist, and I'm an avid wearer of glasses. This cunt couldn't even give me 10% off my next pair from Specsavers.
Didn't really know how to handle a joke, this bloke, I've heard.
He is one of the most boring cunts you ever listen to.
Where do you boys stand now on Adams? Bring Walsh and Hugo. Hugo Garcia for Horn Francis.
No, honestly, he's got to stop.
For Horn Francis and Sharp. Can afford Mass to McRae. But they both should go up about the same amount, so waiting a week.
What's this cunt getting the Horn Francis for?
There was a lot of people that got him when we said not to get him. No, he's trading in Horn Francis out. Horn Francis and Sharp for Walsh and Garcia.
This cunt would have bought in Horn Francis 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and he can go Mass to McRae.
So Walsh and Garcia, Horn Francis, Sharp, yeah.
I mean, if he sent
through
his team, that would
have been
a lot smarter.
I mean, Ambrosio, 45 break even. Yeah, probably wait the week on the Ambrosio and McRae one, though, yeah.
Wolfstar, use my last boost to get
Can I just say, that cunt captain Nick Martin. Did you know that?
Oh, did he?
Who played the day before Essendon?
Bont. Was it?
Yeah, who else was in that game? Jack Steele, maybe.
Jack Steele, yeah.
I reckon he VC'd Jack Steele or Tim English or, I don't know, someone that game. Maybe Roland Marshall.
Is he an Essendon supporter?
No, he goes for Kangaroos, this cunt. And then he went and captained Nick Martin.
That's a bold move.
He put the straight fucking seat. And we're watching that game together. He was on disc. And this cunt, he was going nuts when Martin kicked that goal. He's kicked it. And then, he kicked it with 6 minutes to go and ended up being the fucking goal that kept him in the lead. And this cunt at the end of the game goes, Nick Martin, our goal's about worth 30 now. Yeah, who's the dumb cunt for captaining him now? Like, he's a special unit, this cunt. They're different down in Tasmania.
Wolfstar.
Question. Geography question. He told us he was from, Southwest UK?
Southwest. I'm not very good with Europe, but yep.
Okay, well, southwest of England. Where would you say that is? Well, what would be the city?
In England?
Yeah. Well, the town, city, state, whatever the fuck you call it.
Southwest. What are we going?
He said southwest.
London's probably more central, I think. Look, I'm just going to shot in the dark. Where's Southampton from?
No, I don't think it's from Southampton, no. But,
Essex.
I took about 12 guesses, and this cunt just thinks I'm the most uneducated cunt in the world. And it turns out, I think it's just outside of Manchester, I reckon.
Manchester there.
I can't even remember.
Southeast. Yeah, sorry, I was going the wrong way. Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
Who gives a fuck?
It might not have been Manchester. It could have been London. I got no idea, Corey. Probably just got that wrong.
You're probably bored, bro.
I think it might have actually been London.
Wolfstar, use my last boost to get McAuliffe. My trades at the moment are Thomas/Carroll and Williams out, McAuliffe, Garcia, and Walsh in. Could just do two trades by trading Mass and Williams, still getting Welsh regardless.
Get rid of the other cunts. Mass and Williams provide depth. We're playing best 22 now. Keep them in.
Agreed. Draft, what's the best place for chicken wings?
It's the best place for chicken wings?
I love chicken wings, but I'm not real. Like, when I was in America, fucking hell, I got chicken wings absolutely everywhere.
See, I'd order them all the time. What do you think of these Korean fucking fried chicken wings these days? Oh, they seem to pop up everywhere.
They're not really...
They're shocking.
They're not really chicken wings. Like, I like them, but they're not chicken wings. Like, when me and you get fucking, what's it called? The boneless pieces from... Where did we get it? From Garmy. From Garmy that day.
No, Garmy is the worst chicken shop in the world.
So hot.
They are disgusting.
Best chicken wings.
I honestly can't answer that question, but I would order chicken wings almost all the time. Like, you grab a burger, you grab 3 to 6 wings on the side. Like, it just happens. Like, that's why KFC's goated. Those wicked wings are insane.
Yeah, but I think that they wouldn't be... Mate, you know what maybe we need to do? Maybe we need to go on a little wing hunt. Sorry, I forgot that would involve you spending money and leaving the house.
Yeah, but chicken wings are like $4 a kilo, so we can probably afford to do that one.
Yeah, but they're not $4 a kilo when you're buying them out.
They will be, mate. I'll argue the price.
Best wings at Bonfer's house.
Well, don't tell that to Bushy, mate. He got sick last time.
That was so good.
Actually, congrats, Bushy, on the blood nose and all other
went,
events.
Went
the weekend,
to
mate.
War on the weekend, actually. Couple of hardball gets.
Yeah, he's coming out the other side.
Yeah.
On your Bushy.
York with a capital Y. Hey, lads. Has been a tough round for a few of us, but no time to look back onto the next round. Thanks for that. Stewart out for one game. Williams is a maybe as well. The back line is looking thin. Thinking Sheasel Houston for this week and hope to get Walsh next week. Thoughts?
Nah.
This cunt literally goes for North Melbourne and didn't start Sheasel.
He's not the brightest of... Yeah, he's... Put it this way, there's a dimmer on this cunt, and it's never fucking... It's never switched to fucking full brightness. He's not all there. You don't trade in Harry Sheasel anymore. Can I make this crystal clear?
You don't trade out Stewart either.
Yeah, but you don't... I mean, people considering bringing in Sheasel, you just don't do it. Are you worried?
About what?
Clarko?
Oh, yeah, the comments. Yeah, fuck, I didn't even think of that.
He said Sheasel was destined to play on the half-back flank for the first half of the year, and then depending on how things were going, they'd look at progressing him to a mid-forward role.
Yeah.
And then he said in the presser after the game that they may have to bring this forward a few weeks and have a look at it, because clearly things aren't working.
He did say mid-slash-mid-forward. But regardless, like, it's...
Regardless, yeah. That means he's not fucking chipping it behind the ball, getting 35 again.
Taking cheap kick-ins.
Literally.
Yeah.
This is huge concerns.
Yeah, it's a worry. Like,
to the point where this is... If you don't have Sheasel, I'd honestly just run the next 6 weeks without having him, because you might have the scales starting to tip back in your favour. And you certainly wouldn't pay $650 for a cunt that's about to roll change like this that we've never seen before.
Can you click on your team, bro? He's still got Jack Billings. He held Jack Billings through his bye.
Sorry. Let me... the dimmer switch on this cunt's head is broken.
Oh, fuck me dead, York. What are you doing? He can switch Nick Martin with Graham and have Nick Martin on the field in the back line. Sanders, Carroll, Billings.
He just... This cunt reminds me of a lamp.
Start doing something.
He reminds me of a lamp, Corey.
Fuck, you're in chat that often. What are you doing?
He's got Flanders and Took Miller.
So, Nguyen in for Billings.
Bro, I can't even be fucked up. Sanders. Look how dumb he is.
Yeah, Sanders in for... He's going to have to hold Williams if he's named.
No. Why is he still got Sanders?
Yeah, because Sanders needs to go.
And then you're going to get Comben. That's a good move. And Sexton. He's got no one making any money.
He's fucked.
Who the fuck's Darcy Wilson? Who the fuck's Blake Howes? His team's that good, he's got Cadman on field.
Yeah, there's some worries there. You are going to have to come back into chat. Jamie Small thinking going my third boost. Sanders to Garcia, Williams to Walsh. Sharp.
Carroll's on his score. No. There's one more. Carroll is on his field for 26, but when you look at his bench, that 26 outscored all three of his midfield bench players. That's how good this guy's going.
And every one of those players, Carroll, Sanders, Windsor, Clark, is like sub or getting sub, starting sub or getting sub risk as well.
Well, Sanders, Clark, and Carroll all sub this week.
Fuck me, dead.
And oh, bro, and then he's got. Oh my god! Fuck, give up, cunt. Honestly.
It's a lot that needs to be done.
Fuck, he's just a fuck.
You'd wait on Heaney now, wouldn't you? After the 99?
Fuck, I did wait on Heaney.
When's the next Elites night or mid-season piss-up? Well, we went to Adelaide, so...
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Who's
written that?
JB.
Oh, did we move on? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I left your what? So Stinger going third boost, Sanders to Garcia, Williams to Walsh, Sharp to Heaney, but the Sharp to Heaney doesn't happen.
Your missus may have no idea about Supercoach, but if you show to that team, it won't just be us leaving you, honestly. There he's in a world of trouble. Back on.
Sharp could go up. Graham. Williams could definitely go up. He could probably get another defender or send Dacos back. Would you not go Raoul over Heaney?
Yeah, certainly would at the moment, yeah.
Just because Heaney's got that price drop that's coming through?
Yeah.
Yep. Trav, 25, Vart, for those playing along at home. Hey, Dickwits.
Yeah, fuck, I'll tell you what. The comment of Dickwit earlier in the week.
All time.
And shout out to not all there, Peter Legato, Corey. Fuck, that was some funny stuff.
That was, I mean, today was good too. Like just
seeing a troll get trolled just really brought joy to me.
Under the bridge together.
Yeah.
What's your favourite breakfast meal? Mine begins with M, and it's Milo cereal. Yummy.
I think you actually didn't read that, Chris. What's your favourite kid's breakfast meal? My kid. Now this is, look, people might go bananas about this, Corey, but you know. I reckon yogurt and fruit, a little underrated breakfast, by the way. But people really, my kid really loves, you know, fucking rice bubbles, cornflakes, Go-Go Pops. But I'll tell you what, he's fucking getting a bit of muesli in him at the moment. He's all up in the muesli. I've honestly never seen, like, man, it's not just my kid. You know, you get into daycare and stuff. All these kids, they just fucking love muesli.
Yeah.
They just, all about it. They just want it all up in them.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you think? Would you have muesli in you?
Well, personally, not.
Yeah. Fair enough. What's your favourite, though?
My favourite cereal?
Yeah.
Fuck, just... crunchy nut.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, crunchy nuts. You know what? The clusters. Gotta have the clusters.
Yeah.
No clusters, no good.
I'm a good old Weet-Bix kind of guy. I used to fucking love
Weet-Bix. You can't fucking... You can't have Weet-Bix on it. It tastes like fucking nothing.
Nah, it's good ass. Weet-Bix and banana.
Weet-Bix.
And honey. Yeah. And honey.
People will think I'm crazy, Corey. But I can verify that there's people out there that do this. You get a Weet-Bix, but you don't even put milk on it. Spread some Vegemite.
That's fucking disgusting.
Put another Weet-Bix on top and take a bite. No, don't knock it till you try. I
fucking hate Vegemite as well. So
it's a great, like, it's, if you're a family that loves, you know, trailers and camping and caravans, and you put a fucking jar of Vegemite, you put a fucking box of Weet-Bix, and you let the kids go to town on that.
Yeah, it's better than the kids going to town on the muesli, isn't it?
I would have thought so.
Yeah, I fucking hate muesli.
Not convicted.
Shit as. Also. Oh, two-part question. What's the etiquette with engagement parties? Hypothetically, if invited, can / should I bring my partner? So you're invited to an engagement and your partner's invited. Hypothetically, she should be coming.
Sorry, the most obvious answer in the world. If, I mean, we're not talking about a little boy's birthday here, are we? We're talking about, you know, one of your real good mates, Corey. One of your real good mates gets engaged.
Yeah. One of your best friends.
One of your best friends. Am I correct? Let's say say one of your best friends gets engaged, and you know you've got the missus, you got a missus of, let's say, 6 years, random number, 6 years. Yep. And let's say you got a random number of kids, let's say 2 kids, Corey.
Hypothetically, all this.
Hypothetically, yeah. One of them might look like a watermelon, but that's hypothetical. All right. Sometimes babies do look like watermelon.
Hypothetically, would one be scared of a football?
Well, when that hypothetical child's got a little hypothetical sister that's got a head like a fucking football, then yeah, probably.
Yeah. Carry on.
Right. Hypothetically, Corey, in this situation, you're going out with someone for 6 years, you've got 2 kids with them, your missus has been invited to an engagement party, it's, you know, one of your closest mates, that's a non-negotiable. If your missus turns around and says, hey, look, love, I've got a headache, I can't rock up, you turn around and, you know, there's certain things we can't say on air, Corey, but you just have a little bit of a stern word and say, you're getting in the fucking car. Mm. That's not all.
For one of your best mates, everyone needs to be in the
team. Out of curiosity here, because we're all about making people better.
Yep.
And I reckon this might make some better people. You know how you upload the body?
Yep.
Can you attach the poll?
Yes.
Can we run a poll and just say, would you bring your partner, yes or no? Okay. Like, should your partner come?
I'll copy and paste Trav's question, and I'll put that as the poll question on Spotify. So head over to Spotify, you can answer the poll, and we'll read the results next week.
But I want people to hypothetically think this isn't some broad you've known for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
This is a broad that you're engaged to, you've known for 6 years.
Yeah. Just a real 10.
It's not. Yeah, well, she's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if she was at this engagement party, she'd probably be the hottest woman there.
Yeah. Would you reckon people would probably stare at her?
I'd suggest there'd be a few larger people in the room that would stare right across the room, yeah.
Can the Omo super sub be activated and bring a mate instead?
No.
The hypothetical partner needs to come.
No. Yeah, the partner needs a... Yeah, I agree with that one.
Cliffy, this is probably too close for home for you, but NBA playoff predictions.
Yeah, no, that's all good. What are the matchups you got?
Oh, you
want... OKC will roll...
Oh, that's Pals. That's the fucking...
No, Zion, they're just fucked.
Good game today, though.
Mavs will roll the Clippers.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
If I say something funny?
Yeah, you did. Anyway, keep going.
They'll get it done in 6.
Okay.
They'll win on Wednesday. They'll win back-to-back at home. They'll lose the first one away. We'll go back home and take it out.
Luka needs to average 60, but okay.
You know, he averages 40 against this team.
Yeah, I just said 60, but so that's all right.
He averages 40. He's never beat them.
Indiana in the Bucks.
Don't even contemplate Indiana, bro. That's a piss take.
Celtics and the Heat.
The Celtics.
Celtics win the whole thing. Lakers, Nuggets.
Nuggets, comfortable.
Magic, Cavs.
Cavs.
76ers, Knicks.
That's the hardest one of the lot. And I'm going to support my good mate Bushy, and I'm going to say the Sixers are going to win in 5.
Yeah, good. And Celtics win the whole thing. But that's the other. We can just do that weekly if you want. Maprick is big. Yes or no on Cripper?
Yeah, fuck no. 39 touches, 13 clearances, 8 centre clearances, 24 contested touches. The cunt couldn't even crack 140.
What a bitch.
Come on, bro.
And
or 142.
The fat balding man. Must have got scaled. When are we going to see Bonfer's big head on a live podcast again? Get him on video. He definitely has the looks.
I'll tell you what. You know what this kind of reminds me of, Corey?
What, mate?
He just... Sometimes, you know when you look in the sky and you see a blimp?
Dum-dum.
Sometimes you just look and you go, oh, fucking, there's a blimp in the air. Fuck, that looks like fucking Fonchetta.
Hey there, blimpy boy. Flying through the sky.
Oh, boy, what a potty that one was, Corey.
Oh, fuck yeah. And that's it for questions.
Yeah. That's it for the body then.
Well, no, there's a couple of more.
Captain, Vice Captain.
And your trades. We'll go with your trades first.
The Saints Garcia is in for Cadman. And then it's one of like... No, I might end up keeping Cadman. Look, it's two of the following three players are out. Zach Williams, Jeremy Sharp and Cadman. So two of them are gone. Doesn't matter which two at this stage. And in comes Leo Garcia and Walsh.
Yeah, so I'm Garcia and Walsh as well. Mine will be Williams. Gets me Yo back into the back line. And Walsh in.
Yeah, and I got Big in Ewan last week. So yeah, potentially I could trade Williams and then also trade Sharp down to McAuliffe. You know, I'll contemplate it, but there's a few coming next week. So I just probably just have to reassess how many other guys I can downgrade next week.
I just don't want to be home. I don't mind holding Cadman this week because you can just go Cadman to Garcia next week.
Yeah, and also he's got the lowest break even of the three players on the
team. I'm a little bit worried about him, though, just with the fucking... I think Hogan out is a big problem for Cadman. Because he's been playing, like, pinch hit in the ruck, too, and...
But he scores, like, 50s, bro. Yeah. Can't.
He's averaging 65.
Yeah, like... Yeah, I'm not really worried about him losing 20 points this week.
Yeah, I am. That's a catch.
I'm not.
Vice-captain and captain.
Now, for my team or in general...
Oh, both.
Yeah, if you got Matt Real, I'm going to do a couple that aren't in my team at the moment, Corey, because, you know, we got to think of the people. Matt Real. Now, I've obviously already said 148.5 average over five games against West Coast, if you don't include the one game of fucking six or whatever it was. Now, there's a guy that scored 320 scores this year, Corey.
Yep.
He's not owned by a hell of a lot of people, actually. I'm looking at his ownership. Oh, 10% of teams, actually. Fuck, that's a fair bit. He's had three scores above 120 with a high score of 147 this year. And he's playing an opponent who he's played five times before with a low score of 127 and an average of 143 against him.
Jesus.
Who am I, Corey?
I have no idea. I'm fucking so bad at these.
Rowan Marshall.
Oh, Romo.
Loves Port Adelaide, apparently.
Yeah.
So... that's just a couple that are, you know, a little bit outside the box that probably aren't in in my team. But then I go and look at my team, and fuck, Butters has served me well. But, you know, maybe Slinky will have, you know, some clamps. Fuck, I don't trust Jack Steele with the VC after last week. He just fucking really pissed me off. Nicky D's return to form and to the midfield may encourage someone to put the VC on him.
And he had 145 in this mob last year.
I think you'd be crazy not to use Max Gawn, wouldn't you?
175 in Richmond last year.
Yeah, fresh off the bye. You know, first game of the week's always fantastic. And, you know, some of the other captain options. Going nowhere near Sheasel. I'll either run it into... I don't trust Blunt for some reason too. I'll run it into... Butters has been good for me, so I feel really compelled with Butters. I don't trust Heaney with a straight C, so I'm going to run into Walsh or Butters with VC on Gawn.
Heaney's bullied the shit aside, though.
What happened on the weekend?
I wouldn't say they're a shit aside. They actually got a pretty good midfield.
Yeah, but they probably won't be top 50% of the ladder.
He's probably polling on the weekend, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
did you mention Bond against Freo?
I'm not touching. I don't feel comfortable with Bond, bro.
Just a safe 125.
I mean, he had to kick three goals to get there.
Yeah. Did you mention Walsh?
Yeah. So I'm running Gawn into either Butters or Walsh. I just haven't made up my mind if it's Butters or Walsh, but it will be one of them.
Yeah. Tim English done a number on this Freo mob last year. The same combo as well.
When this cunt fucking comes out with a 58, whatever it was the other week. If it doesn't scare you, putting the C on him, I don't know what you're doing. I'd be terrified.
I've had him for every big score this year. I think I will go. I think we're taking Gawn. I think Gawn's going to absolutely do it. I might even go Gawn into Dacos, to be honest. Elliot Yeo could go alright, but I don't trust him for captain.
Nah, no chance.
Oh, fuck, I got Jordan Dawson too, but you couldn't captain that. I think we'll be taking Gawn. Like, Gawn into Bond or Gawn into Walsh, I think, is where I'm going. Yeah, trades. Anything else to add, my friend?
No, man, I'm good.
All right, ladies, on behalf of Bombs, myself, and the patrons at patreons.com/SC Elites, peace out, and thank you for listening.